Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here and Now with Rachel C. I am your host, Rachel C. Joining me in the studio tonight is the only one and only Johnny Leotera of Tough Sunshine. We are also celebrating International Women's Day, and I thought I'd take the international down to national, down to local, down to Brooklyn. We're going to be making sure to include some tracks from some local female-fronted artists. Let's kick things off with something from our friends Love Honey. Thanks for tuning in tonight, everybody.
We're Love Honey.
And you're listening to Here and Now with Rachel C. on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
We're going to hear that later, everybody. Welcome to Here and Now with Rachel C. Are we up? Are we up? Yes, here we are. This is a show that celebrates live performance culture and activism in the arts, which is why every week I tell you about things to go out and see and do, because I want you to go out and do the thing. It's important to be present. Go out and get out there and do the stuff. There are a number of things going on today. I often tell you about things that are happening today, but I'm going to move forward a little bit. And I want to put some emphasis on friends of the show. People have been on here a few times. Former guests Out of System Transfer are on a bill with Brooke Pridemore, Troll 2, and Frankie Sunsweat. That's going to happen at the Wayward Social around the corner at 35 Ingraham. That's this Saturday, March 10th, at 8 p.m. Out of System Transfer is also embarking on a European tour. So check out their website real easy. It's like outofsystemtransfer.com. Check them out on social media. If you want to see something a little different, they, you know, they're folk punk. That's how I would call them. They probably describe themselves as that. How do I describe Out of System Transfer? When I met those guys, I saw them electrify a quiet room. People just got up and danced ecstatically. So that's how I describe them. So definitely go and check those guys out. And I'll be back every week with some information about their upcoming European tour when I get a hold of them and find out some solid dates. Also happening this weekend on March 11th at the Barrier Electric, that's 327 Barry, I Am the Polish Army, North by North, and Castle Black will be performing. Of note, I Am the Polish Army's bassist, Turner Style, is the bassist for Tough Sunshine, and Johnny is the frontman of Tough Sunshine. Small world. We've got a little, the circle of life is here at Radio Free Brooklyn. One other announcement I'd like to make, because, you know, I am always on mic every week encouraging people to go out and do things and go see shows and see art and participate in stuff. Radio Free Brooklyn, and I also talk about putting your money where your mouth is. Radio Free Brooklyn does a monthly showcase now, First Thursdays at the Well. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to start something, and we'll solidify some details. We'll start this for next week's show. I'm going to offer to listeners, we're going to do some kind of either a quiz or something that involves you actually like learning a little something new, and you're going to tweet at me the correct answer to the question, and first person to tweet the correct answer will receive two tickets to the upcoming show at the Well. I'm not a comp, I'm buying them. Put my money where my mouth is and purchase two tickets, and your names will be on the list. If you're not a local listener and you just really want to play and have fun with the game, we'll send you like a sticker pack and stuff like that, some RFB like stuff, which I will purchase for you. But I should put my money where my mouth is, encourage engagement. Will be things like, in honor of Women's History Month, will be like, something where you might have to look something up and learn something new about women in music or in performing arts. And you tweet at me, Rachel C at NYC on Twitter. I don't really use Twitter for much else, so I'll know if you tweet at me. I'll know that's what it's about. And, you know, first person with the correct answer will get like the tickets to the show. So we're going to, listen in, be prepared, get the Twitter handle down. We're going to do stuff like that. So I'm welcoming to the studio tonight, Johnny, how you doing? Welcome back. We're here on the mics. The mics are up. So Johnny is the frontman of Tough Sunshine. You've been playing a lot lately. Been playing all over. I just saw Tough Sunshine at... Bowery Electric. It was amazing. You've been on the show, so tell us what you've been. Well, maybe instead, we won't start with what you've been up to, because that's like a whole like story. Has been so you're always doing something, but you have something coming up that's like a really big deal. There's a show coming up locally here in Brooklyn. Really exciting, Bill. If you want to tell us about that,
sure. Well, first of all, thanks again for having
me. Of course,
it's always a pleasure. We're doing a show at the Gutter, which is a place that we've kind of was our headquarters for a long time. We used to rehearse next door. Excuse me. And we'll be there on Thursday the 15th with Glenn Morrow. Glenn Morrow's Cry for Help. It's Forever Yoko. Is that correct? Or is it
yes,
Yoko Forever?
Yes.
I keep mixing it up, and I apologize for that.
I wrote it down, I believe. Yoko Forever.
Yoko Forever.
And you have also...
The Glitch.
The Glitch, that's right. Yeah. We have some music from those artists coming up later in the program. It's a really... Having listened to it, because I do prep for my shows, I think the sound, it's going to be a bit of a sound journey with Tough Sunshine culminating at the end. You guys go on a little later, but it's an interesting, it kind of between bluesy to kind of alt, more artistic rock, and then Tough Sunshine's actually a little psychedelic sometimes. I think you guys would be very happy at like Levitation Festival and stuff like that. It's like, it's rocked out, but there's an element of...
It's funny, the guy, the Pancakes and Whiskey did a review of that show, and they described us as almost heavy metal, which that I've never heard. And
I haven't.
A little
bit
of a stretch.
a little bit? Well, that's odd to hear that. Like, you were opening for the Dead Boys who were headlining, and how you're... How anyone's metal compared to them. I mean, they're punk, but it's like...
Yeah. It's, I think it's just some the riffs. The live shows, we did that show with Ani.
Right.
Our former and sometimes current drummer. We do a lot of the rock songs when we play with her. Same with Linda, who we've been... But sort of just the set list, because some of the newer stuff we haven't played with Ani as much. So we go back to the more... kind of pared down stuff, more I guess rocking.
Yeah, I could see how someone say we rock like a rock sound or a hard rock sound, especially with Ani on drums and everything. But I don't know about metal.
No,
I wouldn't call.
I think that it was well intended, and it was a great it was a nice write up. But you know, I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah,
I won't believe it.
Really good show. You guys, I met you guys like. Almost probably 2 years ago. This is a band, ladies and gentlemen, you want to see live. Definitely. They don't just sound great, but it's what you guys do with your with the instruments. It's you know, like Turner on bass, it's one thing to hear what he's doing, and just to see him like actually doing what he's doing is something else. It's a little otherworldly. It's like he's just kind of like looks very chill, but the arm is just like he's doing this dance across the fretboard. That's amazing.
He's good. He's been using a lot of the pedals and kind of building up. I mean, when you're a three piece, you sort of have to, I mean, at least in our case, we try to make it, you know, fill in the sound as much as possible.
Yeah.
So that's a big help.
Do you guys ever branch? Have you, not that I'm, honest question because I don't know the answer. Have you ever branched out or consider branching out or bringing more into the fold, or are you just kind of like good with
three pieces? And the show on the 15th, we are going to have my friend Dave Rubin, who does a lot of recording with us. I've been playing with him for a long time. Does a lot of videos. He's done videos for us for I'm the Polish Army. He plays guitar. He's going to be playing this show. So
nice.
yeah, that's definitely like, you know, especially in the new record, there's a lot of stuff that we can't cover quite as well. So again, I adjust the set list.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of bands I know, there's songs that are sometimes adapted for stage. Like they'll play things in the studio, and in order to get the sound that they need, they're a little more elaborate in the studio. And you can do things in the studio. You can layer vocals, for example. You know, you can layer things. But so for a lot of bands, I don't think a lot of listeners realize things are adapted for live performances, you know. Yeah, so like, how do we make it sound that way? But how do we make that magic happen in this with this medium? Like, I'm painting with a different kind of brush here.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Like, for instance, like one of the songs I'm playing tonight, we don't ever do as a band. It's just because it's an acoustic song. It's just you know, you sort of have to adjust. I don't guess. I think most bands do that. It depends on the sort of ups and downs of the of whatever record you're trying to promote at the time.
Right.
If there's a lot of acoustic stuff on it, you're not going to do that live necessarily. We try to keep the live show pretty upbeat.
Do you find it's like, let's just talk about that a little bit, like, you know, the kind of ups and downs, because I know you have Tough Sunshine, and I feel like I'm always hearing about you playing somewhere, doing something, I know different venues, and is it like talk about that a little bit, like kind of simultaneously promoting different things, and also the differences like place to place, not so much town to town, because you mentioned you're playing Gutter. Have been there for a little while. What's it like, you know, kind of being over there again versus, like, I know Barry Electric you played recently, and you know, is it sort of a dance you're doing? I guess always do musicians have to kind of dance around, or?
Well, I think the people, people get into a good relationship with bookers, they get into a good relationship with venues, and then they, you know, are able to put bills together or actually be asked to play, you know, like open for touring bands. So it's nice to have a Manhattan base and a Brooklyn base for New York. I think that that's a good thing. I mean, there's lots and lots of venues all the time. I do El Cortez right around the corner, like Solo. I really, really love the vibe. I haven't played there yet, but the place that over in Ridgewood.
Oh, the Footlight?
Yeah. That place is great. The owners of that place are fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of places are closing down, but there's always places that seem to be opening up and kind of covering for it, for that, you know, as far as here the city goes. But it's nice to have a place where you can put bills together and kind of
build your show. Is it like, you know, it's interesting because I have musicians in particular on the program here, a lot of times from different parts of the world. And they describe it being very different. Like, you know, here you might be parts of the, not just the country or the city, but like, you know, North America versus South America. People come on the show and like, yeah, well, you know, you know a booker you're friendly with, or people know you, and so you get on the bill, or they want you to come with a fully made bill, or they want you to have a draw. You know, is it different place to place like that, or are you kind of doing all of those different things like all at once depending on where you are?
It depends on where I'm at. I was just out in Seattle and in Portland, and excuse me, sorry to raise the levels there. A lot of, you know, like, it depends on, like, I've been doing a lot of solo touring because Turner's been really busy. He's been out with Chopa Ray. Linda Pittman, our drummer, plays with tons of different people, and she's been really busy. So, you know, when the band can't tour, I just do it myself, and I go wherever I can, wherever I can get in. And depending on what the city is, some places, there's places where I do okay. There's some places where people don't know who I am at all, and there's other places that are, you know, sort of in between. So it just sort of matters. Like,
I ask about that because, I mean, the show celebrates live performance culture, and I always ask about my guests' experiences with live performance, and it seems to be kind of, it's interesting, it keeps coming up, this whole, like, you know, wow, they're really, it really is a whole other world depending on where you go, and not just like across this country but in other parts of the country. And people who are coming to New York because they feel it's easier to play live here, and I'm like, really, you find it easy? so I always like to try and engage and ask some of these questions, because it's like a learning experience for me as a host also, and as someone who tries to facilitate this kind of stuff, like, wow, this is really, you know, it's you always have it better than somebody else, but it's like, it's interesting, there is so much realm in the realm of possibility here, you know.
There's definitely like lots going on all the time, and that's something that it just depends, the size of the city, it depends on the city. And I mean, I know like a lot of places, there's always cool things happening. And, you know, I don't think there's anywhere where there's just like nothing happening. People might have that impression, but if they look for it, they'll find it. Here it's a little overwhelming, but there's a lot of it's kind of the same too, I think. Especially doing solo stuff. You just kind of, you know, I go roll up to the venue on my own or whoever I'm with, and kind of do the sound check, do the same stuff. You know, it's like, it's a question of, in the States anyway.
Yeah.
Like when I toured in England, it was slightly different there. I mean, there's a lot of differences there, but at the same time, it's kind of like solo stuff. It's sort of, you know, it's just me. So.
Yeah. And people know Johnny delivers. And on that note, you're ready at the guitar. You ready to play us a little something? What did you want to do for us this evening?
I was just going to play a couple songs from this song is from the new record that's about to be released sometime in 2018.
Yes, we'll be talking about that.
yeah, that'll be...
As much as we can.
Is this a good level there?
That sounds fine.
this one's called Two Kids in the City.
All right, Two Kids in the City on Here and Now with Rachel C.
I got the white noise. I got the white noise. 'Tis the only rumble I can see. It's fight or flight, boys. It's fight or flight, boys. And either way it flips, I bleed or flee. I stoke the blue flame. I stoke the blue flame. So be it blister, be it burn. Surely I'm in the frame. Surely I'm in the frame. Oh, sugar, will you never learn? And if that sounds heavy, well, son, you just ain't ready to believe that, Hetty.
that sweet smell of success was meant for thee. I shake in real time. I shake in real time. Just like a queen upon her throne. I leak the punchline, just like a tween upon her phone. And if that sounds heavy, well, son, you just ain't ready to believe that heady. That sweet smell of success was meant for thee. Face down and still in bed, you read how you can make it sink, but think that just another wink will stop the silver hammer drop. It's not easy for two kids like me and you in the city. It's not easy for two kids like me and you in the city. It's not like it used to be, but it was never like it used to be. It's not like it used to be, you see. It's not like it used to be, but it was never like it used to be. It's not like it used to be, you see. And if that sounds heavy, well, son, you just ain't ready to believe that heady. That sweet smell of success. That sweet smell of success. That sweet smell of success was meant for thee.
Awesome.
It's pretty metal, yeah.
You're so hard rock. No, no, Tough Sunshine rocks out. Can I just tell you, this is, yeah, I can tell you. Tough Sunshine, great band to go see. Great band to know also. This is a part of why I love doing my show. I'm gonna self-indulge a little bit here. It's that I wanted to, like, give artists a voice and stuff. But you know what? I loved how I wanted to kind of talk about and put out there just live performance and live art. That's, you know, when there are these moments that happen and these moments kind of bring people together. They're kind of unique things that, you know, it's like, were you there for that place and time? And it connects people. And, you know, you sometimes it's over the course of doing the show, I've connected with people and gotten to know people, and, like, you know, happy to have you back for show number three and any other time. And it's amazing. And, you know, it's how things kind of evolved. And Tough Sunshine has been there from the get go. And you guys are first fun story. First time Tough Sunshine appeared on Radio for Brooklyn was at the old space at a time of transition, just meaning, oh, I thought the place was unlocked and it's not. How do we get in?
That's right.
And I'm like, oh my, this band's here. I look so unprofessional right now. And Johnny was the one who went, it's okay.
Yeah,
I'll be right. You go, you're cool. like the guests were calming me down. I was like, like, yeah, this story.
I don't hear that very often. Yeah,
like, you just looked at me and went, it's all right. Hi, I'm Johnny. Rest of the band's on the way. No, you're good. We don't need that much time to set up. It's fine. And we had to go find somebody with a key that worked. And it was like, good times.
Well, I want to take the opportunity to congratulate you on the new offices. This place is beautiful. I know you can't see it from Radio Land, but it's gorgeous.
Yeah, how would we describe it? We were in a garage band's rehearsal space, and now we're kind of in Silicon Valley with, like,
it's really,
really
nice.
But it's still us a little bit. We have the graffiti board, the dry erase board. Very fluorescent in here. It's very fluorescent. That's okay. I got glasses now. You're listening to Here and Now with Rachel C on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you missed any of tonight's broadcast or you just want to hear the whole thing all over again, tune in this Sunday at 9 a.m. for a rebroadcast. And we're up on Podomatic next week. So, yeah, can we talk a little bit about the new material, new album
sure.
coming out?
I mean, we have a record that we finished, that we did record with Ani Cordero, our drummer at the time. And she decided to move on and work on her solo stuff, but we still play together once in a while. And I've been kind of sitting on the record looking for someone to put it out or to get some help with it in some way. And we're going to be prepared for the press, you know, cycle and everything when it happens. We have 3 videos that we're just finishing. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to talk about this yet. We're doing a series of 3 lyric videos that are all connected.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's hopefully.
So when you say lyric video, how does that, like, say, differ from... I made a music video, or does it?
Well, the actual lyrics are on the screen.
Okay.
But that's, a lot of people are doing that now, which I think is cool, because, you know, lyrics are important to me, and I like to be able to see what's, I don't necessarily have to read them, but we're working with Dave on it, and it's basically, we shot 3 separate vignettes, I guess you'd say, and the lyrics are going to be incorporated into the videos, but the videos are all sort of connected. So you won't really know that when you see the first one.
There's a little bit of storytelling, this sounds like, although...
It's very, very minimal. It's basically like I start hurt and you end up knowing why I was hurt at the end.
No.
Physically hurt, not emotionally.
But still,
emotionally,
no.
Probably emotionally,
still,
too.
No,
but,
yeah. No.
You know, I don't want to, spoiler alert.
But yeah, you know what? But we've gotten so visual, which isn't a bad thing, but like, you know, you got to wonder sometimes... When you're on Instagram, how many people are reading the text underneath the post? Are you just like, pretty picture? You know, like, it's good. I'd like the idea of, I'd like this, like, we're going to put the lyrics. The lyrics are important. You know, we like the visual. You can tell a story, but you want, don't let the words get lost in there,
it's
you know?
It's pretty experimental stuff that we're doing as far as, like, the overall arc of the 3. I don't know if that's been done. I know that one of my favorite bands from New Zealand, the Phoenix Foundation, ended a video and then started another video at the beginning. I think everything's been done at this point, but we're just trying. I am kind of like the idea of videos. You know, I'm like kind of over the let's go viral thing and let's try something wacky. And I really just want people to stay focused and try to pay attention. So what we're doing is trying to incorporate the lyrics in an interesting way visually, you know, that they vibrate, they come across the screen in different ways. They represent what's going on in the song. So, that song actually that I just played is one of them.
Cool, yes.
Will be one of them.
That, yeah, it sounds to me like, and I've observed this a little bit, having followed Tough Sunshine for a while, you know, the members of the band also have other projects. You do a lot of solo stuff. Turner had the Eye on the Polish Army. Ani cut this record. You know, that's working musicians. And I think that kind of, it speaks to your strength as musicians. And I'm sure probably feeds back into Tough Sunshine. Like, each project feeds into the other because you're always playing and,
oh, yeah,
and
for sure.
being inspired, inspiring somebody else. But you guys, you're always doing something. There's always something happening. But that ability to be patient and kind of sit on it, like, oh yeah, we've had the material. We're not just gonna get it up. You know, we're gonna make sure we present it in such a way, or we're gonna, you know, we're gonna do a video. We're gonna try something a little different here. And I that's kind of refreshing in a way, and I find it's very interesting. I think it's, I mean. It's,
you know,
like a very
honest,
intentional, deliberate thing. Like, you know,
I think it's some people would say that that's sort of an old school way of doing stuff. You know, to have a record and be like looking for a label or looking for whatever type of support it is. If it's not a label, some sort of, you know, like, way to there's no right way anymore to do things, and that's a good thing. But we went the self-release route with the last record, and then it got picked up by Brooklyn Arts Press, which is a literary press. Which I was super honored and happy about. You know, this time I'm just sort of seeing what's out there, and always working. I mean, I have the next record pretty much written, at least 3/4 of the way written. And we'll be doing that one with Linda Pittman and Turner. I hope if we're all ever in the same place at once. It doesn't happen very often these days, but we're talking about maybe going out to Portland to do it. We're not sure.
The last album, this, I know we've mentioned this on the program before, but for newer listeners, maybe we didn't catch the last Sunshine appearance. You guys went out to Ohio to record that, right?
Did
that at your parents' place, and you kind of just camped out there? But it was Like, I could imagine being like, you know, like, we're going to go to mom and dad's and just like kind of hole up here and make music, but it's mom and dad. So it was lots of like food and drink. And
yeah. My we had to put my parents to bed. My parents don't go to bed until 4 a.m. Yeah. We recorded that at in Youngstown at my friend Pete Rivera's studio. It's a beautiful place called Amperon Studios.
Is that the best way to get something recorded? You just like go and isolate yourself so you can't do anything but record? Or
it was
like,
very inexpensive, extremely high end, beautiful equipment. I've known Pete for a long time, and he just did a killer job, and it was fantastic.
So just that, yeah, it was great. Just the way to go.
I mean,
for you guys.
Us to have 5 days in the studio is like, that's like fucking ridiculous. You know? Like, yeah. I mean, we're used to doing 12 songs in a day, or you know, 10 in one and two the next.
I want to not lose sight of or not lose track of time here or anything like that. We part of why you're here is for the big show next week. You probably have some new material. Once again, that's over at the Gutter. Your return to the Gutter, which yeah, is yeah. called just okay. I don't want
to. There's a return to the Gutter.
The return
week,
to the Gutter.
To honest,
let, don't. And it's a, I had a butt in there, and the Gutter is called the Gutter because it was a bowling alley.
It is a bowling alley.
It yeah. still is a bowling alley. See, look, everyone, it's not what you think it is. no. So the Gutter, that's over on North 13th, right?
I think it's 15th. Maybe.
North
15th. Yeah,
it's as
right
far north.
By
it's by McCarran Park. Let's say like right on the cusp of Williamsburg and Greenpoint. And yeah, you'll be performing there next Thursday. And this I have to and new material. Sounds like you're on the bill with some interesting bands. Like I said, we're going to take a little music break and hear from them. But also, it's Johnny's birthday show.
It is. I mean, my birthday is not till the 26th, but this is as close as I could get. So I want
you always jam out on your birthday, though, right?
Yeah. Well, I've had my birthday at the Gutter many times.
At the Gutter, not in the Gutter. Importance of the lyrics, everyone. Not in the Gutter.
Go either way.
Same here.
But yeah, it's an awesome place. I always feel very much at home there.
Great, great. Looking forward to that. On that note, we're going to take a little music break here, but we're going to have a very specialized music break. We're going to be hearing something from your co-lineup mates. Or the other people in the other bands on the lineup, we are going to kick things off with something from Yoko Forever. We're going to hear some Tough Sunshine, and we're also going to hear from The Glitch. This is Here Now with Rachel C. We're going to kick it off with Pig Economy.
What now? Hey!
with the words. You're listening to Here and Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. We stream live every Thursday at 7, rebroadcast Sundays at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, up on podomatic.com, usually a week later. Tonight, my guest is Johnny Leotera of Tough Sunshine and many solo performances. Friend of the show, friend of mine, proud to call him. We're having fun here tonight. I wanted to remind you to keep listening at 8 p.m. Just don't change the dial. Tom Tenney comes on with Frequency Theory from 8 to 10. Also, up next week on Here and Now, I'm finally catching up on things. And my listeners and followers, I'm sure, know it's been a month of, do I have the flu or not? I'm over it. We're back to booking things. Rob Paravonian is coming in next Thursday. Real excited about that. That's marrying the music with the funny. And that's really understating what he does. Very clever, very musical comedy, but he's funny, but he's also a very talented musician. Tune in. Do not miss the song about G-Train as our small batch artisanal transit. It might be the most genius thing I've ever heard. I could listen to that all day. So Johnny's here. We've been talking about the show you have coming up next week over at the Gutter, local venue. Love plugging those. We've just heard from some Tough Sunshine music and music from other bands on the bill. And I really do think it exemplifies. It's going to be an interesting musical journey next Thursday.
I always hope so.
So you've got things in the works. I mean, well, really, Tough Sunshine's always got things in the works, it sounds like. You know, that's my impression. But you have some definite things in the work that we can look forward to in 2018. So if someone wanted to, access your music that you have available now, or just wants to keep an eye on what you guys are up to in the future, where's the best place to find your music or find out about updates about what Tough Sunshine or you yourself are doing?
Probably... can like the Facebook page.
The Facebook, so there's a Tough Sunshine, TUFF Sunshine.
Yes, that's important, TUFF Sunshine.
Yeah.
I put all the shows up on there. We have a mailing list. If you go to toughsunshine.com, you can access everything.
So Tough Sunshine, TUFF Sunshine.
And also the Brooklyn Arts Press website has a Fire in the Ear Up opening up.
Nice. Very nice. But yeah, you will get updates. And check out the things that have kind of spurned from Tough Sunshine. Definitely not to deflect from Tough Sunshine, but check out what Ani's
absolutely
up to.
Yeah.
Ani did a Spanish language album. A lot of it is, because I think it's wonderful, talking about social issues in her music. Turner also plays bass with two bands, one of which is I Am the Polish Army, and their record was reviewed by Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Very, very positively. It was like top one of the 15 albums you didn't
I can't
hear,
remember the number,
should,
but it was one
but it's like
you
one of those albums that you should have heard but didn't, like kind of and which is amazing and you know, well worth it. And I would have Tough Sunshine's music for that as well.
We're a total and, family here.
That's, yeah, I love that. And you see that, like, there's a musical family that and you see that locally, and I've seen that, you know, I not just with like you guys and those extension, those bands and projects I just mentioned. I've seen it with other bands. Like there'll be like a three or four that knew each other because they just crossed paths, played a few bills and cross collaborate. And I think it's a beautiful, wonderful thing. Hence live performance, being there live, being there in the moment. You know, you go out to, as a musician, you go out and see another band. You don't know who you're going to meet up with and connect with. And maybe you'll make beautiful music together. Same thing for comedy, for theater. You know, if you're a playwright and you go out and meet with other, you listen to what other writers are writing and listen to their stories. It's, you know, go out and do these things, everybody. That's why I go out and do these listings, and I encourage you to do the same.
Doing the Lord's work here.
I'm
very important.
Hashtag really not today, Satan. We gotta play with hashtags all night. Bless not today, Satan. We won't ostracize Satan. I think he was just really misunderstood.
He was a musician.
He was, yeah. I mean, he's the morning star. You can't be all that bad. He just really, really, he had to find his own way, I guess. Dude had to find his own way. Johnny, okay, hey, we're kind of, we made arrangements for you to play. We're not playing. Let's as
Should
we wind
do
down. Let's just jump into this. We're doing what we often do, and we talk and we have fun. Let's get to some music, because this is fun too.
This is from Fire in the Hero Building. It's called Dreamin'. Mm-hmm.
could mix a metaphor for what we be. A balsa wood rowboat upon a stormy sea. 1,000 lotus feet, a swaying walk of love. A locked message round the neck of a homing dove that said, if the big cat scratch, then we scratch right back. If the egg don't hatch, then we patch the crack. And if the bell don't ring, let's take another swing. Well, I got lots of dreaming left to do. All my dreaming, baby, includes you. Find me in the crow's nest and I will mend the sail. Some vinegar brown paper when you're feeling pale. I'll write you like a pilot when you got the leans. A slip stitch when you feel you're breaking at the seams. If the scratch it scars, then we'll connect the stars. And if the patch don't take, then let's complete the break. And if the bell don't sound, let's go another round. I got lots of dreaming left to do. All my dreaming, baby, includes you. I got lots of dreaming left to do. All my dreaming, baby. All my dreaming, baby. All my dreaming, baby, includes you.
That was so nice. That's beautiful.
Love songs.
are all love songs? Are all songs love songs though? That's I've heard that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that they're real important. Probably more of mine are than I realize.
that's actually a very interesting insight. Like more of what we do comes from certain places than we realize.
Yeah, like, I hope. I think that's the goal.
I hope. I always. I don't know. I people say, well, what are your goals in life, Rachel? And I'm like, I don't know. I want my actions to come from a place of love. And I hope they do. love can mean a lot of things, you know? I think acts of protest and civil disobedience when peaceful are acts of love. I think that's what I think. I mean, that's a whole other topic. What is love? We have a show about that. What is love on Radio Free Brooklyn? I should add that we do have a little guest. He's been silent so far. Radio Free Brooklyn, we very packed schedule, but always when something opens up, we invite other people to come on and, you know, we're a freeform internet radio. We have someone shadowing in the house tonight. Your new show is called, I know this, remind me. Improbable Confetti. And he's here because it's live music, and I do live music. But get this—he's taking it a step forward. He's doing a live music show at midnight on what day of the week? Thursday. So Thursdays
an hour
of improvised live music on Thursday. So that would be the Thursday into Friday at midnight. Oh, and he's here on Thursdays. Wow, so good luck. You're getting it ready. He's here. He's doing the shadowing. So check out Improvised Confetti, which is actually a really killer kick-ass name. I always think the one thing about my show is that's a story for another hour, how my show got its name. It's actually Rob and Tom both had a lot to do with that. It's another story. Got a little more time left, Johnny. You want to play something else?
Sure.
before I, but not before I mention once more, the show at the Gutter. Check it out. It's over by, I believe, at the address is the actual street number.
North 15th.
North 15th. If you Google, come on, kids, you have the Google.
I need to do my homework.
Can we do the Netscape search of the...
It's G train to Nassau.
Yeah, right. G train to Nassau. The one time the G will be more convenient. No, the G train to Nassau, it's the Gutter. I have a few friends who've done some actually interesting things in that space. They've been able to do a lot. They've got the room for it. So at the Gutter, and it's a week from today. Wish Johnny happy birthday. Buy him whiskey. Buy his vinyl. check out Tough Sunshine. They're really great. And from the sounds of it, so is everybody else on the bill. What do you got for us now?
First of all, thanks for having me again. I love you.
Of course.
This is such a great thing. And I love seeing you guys succeed and just get bigger and bigger and more
effective for
the message that you're trying to do. It's really important.
You have been...
We really, like, the bands that I'm involved with are so thankful for the support.
We are thankful for you and doing what you're doing. Guys like you are why we are able to do what we do, and we thank you for your support. Like, I know we're giving you some airplay, but you guys are spreading the word. So thank you so much, Johnny. What you got for us?
This song's called Woe Is Me. Tongue in cheek, perhaps. It's going to be on the new record that's coming out this year at some point.
Can't get much sweeter without falling off the vine. So set me to repeater, engage the distance line to where I started doing time. It can't get more lonely. Imagine in the top. And if this air be rarefied, when will this dizzy spinning stop? From Petersham to Stop and Shop, well, I'm the last good cop you'll see. And woe is me. Oh, it's me. Another reason for me to step it up, 'cause every petty treason, it just fortifies the cup. A courage shot from my close up. I'm swinging by a thread. My laughing stock, my character break. See, the pipes were full of lead, and the sludge I could not shake. My soul is to a plumber snake. I'm always the aftershock, I'm never the quake. And woe is me, woe is me. My mantra line. How dare you steal my mantra line? dare you steal my mantra line.
That was beautiful. And you know what's so like interesting to me, like especially with this being John's third time on the show, this is kind of musically a very different experience. So thank you for this. This has been very cool. So yeah, once again, the show next week. Wow, time gets away from us. I will mention, follow Tough Sunshine on social media, sign up for the newsletter, and because through via social media especially, you'll find out what other stuff Johnny's up to. He plays everywhere. You're always doing something, and I think it's fantastic. We talked about like this. We're going to touch upon this on the show tonight. Not exactly, but a lot of different venues and spaces. Check him out at Gutter. Barry Electric is a place you're playing a lot. Just check out where he's going and doing things. And we'll look forward to we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Rachel. And keep up what you're doing here as well. I'm letting everybody know about it.
Absolutely. And keep listening to Here and Now for the latest on what Tough Sunshine is doing. Stay tuned for Frequency Theory. We're going to end on something from, because we like the crossover here. We mentioned Turner's other band, the I Am the Polish Army, and it is International Women's Day, so we'd like to support some local women's voices. We're going to end this off tonight with The Woods. This is I Am the Polish Army. Thank you for listening. Check us out again next week on Thursday.